Hi, everybody. Today's coffee drinking is being interrupted temporarily by monsters. Yes, I'm drinking a monster. It's a energy drink. Monster Zero. Zero calories, zero sugar, and plenty of caffeine. The friend of mine who runs the office where I work has Monster on stock there, and I started enjoying it. And so now I'm like, okay, a Monster is more appropriate in the afternoon when it's 90 degrees outside. Anyway, so I'm Jimmy Z, and it's the Jimmy Z Show.
This used to be America.
It ain't no more.
The Jimmy Z Show.
Okay, hi everybody. Jimmy Z here in the Big Jimmy Z Show, presiding over the complete dismantling of America. Barack Obama keeps taking it another step further and another step further. I don't think there's any doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that all of this illegal immigration that's happening, all of the kids that are flooding across the border, was engineered by Barack Obama and his administration. There's no question in my mind. So I've got a little bit to talk about with that thing. That whole immigration porous border thing. And there are so many facets, so many layers to that issue that, you know, I could sit here and literally do 10 hours just talking about what's happening at the border. And it's really disturbing. One of the articles I came across earlier this week was this story about the healthcare workers in San Antonio at the Air Force Base. And I've got it here. I hope I can get to... And I've got it here. I want to get to that story and talk about that specifically because the article by Todd Starnes at Fox News is so disturbing and so angering. But these people who work as healthcare workers at the operation in San Antonio at the Air Force Base are facing so many children with so many dread diseases. And there's nothing they can do. And they can't talk about it. They were threatened with arrest if they opened their mouths and talked about it in the press. Now that sounds like Barack Obama's dictatorship. It doesn't sound like America. Freedom of speech and all that crap. Boy, I'll tell you, it's pretty scary stuff. Okay, I'm going to start with a television news report that I saw on television last night. Remember, this was July the 4th here in Southern California at Murrieta, where they are receiving or trying to receive some of these illegal alien children. And there have been protesters out there stopping the buses from coming in. And now there are counter-protesters who are pro-Hispanic immigration, pro-illegal immigration, a bunch of La Raza people. And they don't identify themselves as La Raza, but they're part of the Reconquista movement, trying to take California and the southwest of the United States back in the name of Mexico. La Raza. And you won't believe this. It's disgusting. It made me so angry on television. I kind of wish that some of the people would have beat this woman to a bloody pulp. Okay? And I'm being totally honest here. If I was there, I probably wouldn't do that because I don't want to go to jail. But this woman hates America. So my question is, I'm getting ahead of myself, and you got to hear this report first, and then we'll talk about it.
Tensions continue to rise tonight in Murrieta over the issue of immigration. New busloads of undocumented women and children have arrived in Southern California, but it's unclear where they will be processed. Sarah Welch live for us in Murrieta tonight. Sarah?
Well, Michael, the protesters behind me have been waiting all day and night for those buses to arrive. Border Patrol agents won't confirm, but we've been told, or we're hearing rather, that those buses were diverted to a facility in San Ysidro. This follows a day of harsh words and even arrests over how to handle the nation's immigration crisis.
If you want it bad enough, you fight for it.
We love the kid, and we're here to support.
As soon as you secure the borders, I think everybody would be happy.
Demonstrators on both sides of the immigration debate stood behind barriers outside the Border Patrol station set up by police to be sure if buses arrived, they would get through. Unlike Tuesday, when a crowd waving American flags blocked the three busloads of undocumented immigrants from entering the facility. It was another day of contentious verbal skirmishes and arrests. Police raced to an intersection along the blockaded road where a clash erupted between the two opposing groups.
There's two or three on the cops' back fighting with the cops.
She burnt and ripped up an American flag, and we ripped this off her pole.
The brawl started after a woman shredded American flags on the Border Patrol fence. She admitted to us she was proud of it.
The American flag now symbolizes imperialism throughout the entire world, and they can ask me all they want about the torn up flags, and I'm not ashamed of it.
The Constitution, it's non-negotiable.
These people are here illegally. They were let in illegally. I feel sorry for the kids, the sick kids and all that. Treat them and send them back home.
They're already here. We need an immigration reform. They're seeking asylum. Let them stay.
In all, there were five arrests today. Tonight, things have been peaceful. We want to mention we did see two people on opposing sides shaking hands after a heated debate. Many of the protesters behind us have told us they will stay here in Murrieta until Washington lawmakers listen and finally do something about this crisis. Back to you.
Protest over the immigration issue turns violent. Tonight, two sides clash over the rights of undocumented immigrants. Good evening, I'm Micah Ullman.
And I'm Cher Calvin. Tonight, demonstrators have been separated and several arrests have been made at the entrance to a U.S. Border Patrol processing center in Murrieta.
KTLA's Jim Nash is live at the scene where more undocumented immigrants may soon be arriving. Jim.
Yeah, we don't know exactly when or how they're going to get in here. A lot of roadblocks around here, Micah and Cher. As you can see, the demonstrators are still here, maybe not in the force they were before earlier today. However, a lot of reinforcements on both sides have shown up for the kind of demonstrators' night shift here, as they still anticipate that buses may arrive with undocumented persons being brought here to the Border Patrol. We've had a total of five arrests today. The biggest, a clash between demonstrators, also involving an officer trying to make an arrest. Murrieta police raced to the next intersection on the blockaded road to break up a fight involving an officer who was attempting to make an arrest.
There's two or three on the cops back fighting with the cops.
She burnt and ripped up an American flag, and we ripped this off her pole.
The apparent provocation, tearing up American flags, which were left on the fence around the Border Patrol compound.
You tore up American flags?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the American flag now symbolizes imperialism throughout the entire world. The people who are migrating here from El Salvador, from Honduras, from Guatemala, are doing so in part because of the U.S.'s policies against those countries and with CIA funding to death squads in the 80s. And I want everybody to know that. And they can ask me all they want about the torn up flags, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Two people are under arrest for battery, and we also have another female arrest for battery on an officer.
Earlier, as the temperature rose, tempers flared, and police moved in quickly to break up a scuffle.
What part of children is so hard to understand?
Just say no to human trafficking.
Supporters and opponents of undocumented children who are expected soon on buses here in Murrieta. After several skirmishes, police separated the two groups with tape. And as we come back live, you see the officers there. There were actually two other arrests today. One, a man interfering with an officer. Another, a woman for minor battery, who police say pushed a camera into a man's face. Both of them cited to be released so that they can appear in court. We're live here in Murrieta, where people are still waiting, Micah and Cher, to see if those buses show up.
Okay, a few things I've got to say about this. First of all, they did not bring the buses here. They took the buses to, as I understand it on the news this morning, they took the buses to San Ysidro, another processing area for illegal aliens, another Border Patrol checkpoint. This is being done on purpose. All of this, all that you just heard, people fighting and arguing and going at it with each other, is by design. This is what Obama wants. I've got another article here at Salon.com, which is a liberal website, very liberal, and it's an article about how divided Americans are. More divided than we've been in decades. And it's all by design. Obama wants Americans to be divided. Democrats want Americans to be divided. There is no unification that happens because of liberalism. Liberalism always produces division. And of course, the liberals, like, and I haven't read the article yet, we're going to touch on it today. The article at Salon.com is probably going to blame the Tea Party and conservatism for all this division. But it is, the Tea Party is rising up because of what the Democrats, what Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama are up to. This division comes from liberalism. This division is coming from Obama's socialist and likely communist goals for America. This is what conservatives and patriots and libertarians and Republicans are responding to. And I hate hearing it. I hate watching it on television. And I'll be honest, most of the time I don't. I turn it off because I can read articles and I keep informed that way. But when you see people like this woman, who is, if she's not a member of La Raza, she should be, who was out there tearing up American flags. All right? Tearing up American flags and speaking all of this anti-American bullcrap. She hates the country. Why is she here? If she hates America so much, why is she here? And if she loves Guatemala so much, why isn't she there? Just go to Guatemala, you anti-American bitch. Honestly, I'm so tired of it. If you are tearing up American flags, look, I don't particularly like Mexico. If I was down there for some reason, I wouldn't run around tearing up Mexican flags. And then you'd end up going to jail. Are you kidding me? Mexico doesn't put up with this shit. Why do we? Honest to God. This is why I say, it wouldn't have bothered me at all if a couple of people just beat her ass. And I realize I'm not supposed to say stuff like that. I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to say that I want somebody's ass to get kicked. But I'm just being honest. I wish somebody had kicked her ass.
The apparent provocation, tearing up American flags, which were left on the fence around the Border Patrol compound.
You tore up American flags?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the American flag now symbolizes imperialism throughout the entire world. The people who are migrating here from El Salvador, from Honduras, from Guatemala, are doing so in part because of the U.S.'s policies against those countries and with CIA funding to death squads in the 80s. And I want everybody to know that. And they can ask me all they want about the torn up flags, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay. Every time I listen to that, one, it makes me furious. But then I start thinking about some of the things she's saying. The first thing I noticed is that she's still hung up in the 80s. She's still freaking out over Ronald Reagan and what happened in the 80s. But what's really stupid about what she said is that she talks about the United States being imperialistic. the United States, the U.S. flag represents imperialism. If the United States was imperialistic, if we were taking over these countries, like freaking Guatemala, and somebody on television, who was it, said, I think it was Bill Keller, he said Guatemala. That was great. But if the United States really was imperialistic, then Guatemala would be a better place. The fact that Guatemala is a hellhole proves that we are not imperialistic. Because if we took it over, then it would be better. It would be a wonderful place to be. And it's not like you stupid broad, you stupid La Raza Reconquista broad, are going to make America any better. You're going to try and drag America down to the level of these other third world hellholes. It's just so frustrating, and I can understand why everybody got involved, or people started getting involved in a scuffle, because this woman went up. The flags they're talking about are these plastic flags on plastic sticks, and they stuck the sticks inside the fence, and so the flags were flying in the fence, and she walked right up and started tearing up the plastic flags. Why? Because she hates the country. She's not posturing here. She really does hate the country. So, bitch, why are you here? Honest to God, bitch, why are you here? Go to a country you love. I love America. I'm staying here. If I hated this country and I loved Brazil, then I would go live in Brazil. Or if I loved Greece more than I love America, I would try and get a job and I would move to Greece. But this crap, I've had enough. And I realize it's cliche and the left really hates to hear it, but if you don't love America, if you hate the country, go away. Because you're a big pain in the ass. And all you do is suck up tax money, and you don't earn a living, and you aren't productive. So you're not helping anything. And you know, it is cliche. But America, love it or leave it. If you don't love this country, why would you stay here? If I lived in a city where I didn't love living there, if I didn't love living in Southern California, if there weren't so many great things about living here, I would move. And I really like the idea of living in Texas. But summer there, I'm sorry, it's brutal. It's not only hot, but it's humid, terrible humid. I don't like that. I hate humidity. Hate it. I would rather live in California. If I move anywhere, it's going to be Hawaii. And people say, well, how can you live in California with all this terrible politics going on? It's because of all the benefits of living here. I love living here. I love living in the United States, and I do not understand why somebody who hates this country so much that they would tear up the flag and put on a show in front of these people, telling these people how much she hates America, and making these people who love the country angry on purpose. Think about that. That's her goal. She doesn't just hate America. She wants the people who love America to hate her. And then she feels like she accomplished something great. Most liberals do when they make people mad and when they infuriate people who are patriotic. Liberals love it. So she feels justified and she feels like she accomplished something by making all those people so mad they were ready to kick her freaking ass. And I wish somebody had gotten loose and just walloped her in the head with a sign. Put her in the hospital. Sorry. Now, I realize if I was there, I would not be the one to do that. Because, like I said before, I don't want to go to jail. And really, I realize what I'm saying here is not really cool. But I'm reacting emotionally to what I see in this video. And this young woman, this La Raza character, this Reconquista piece of garbage, is so proud of herself for tearing up the American flag.
You tore up American flag?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the American flag now symbolizes imperialism throughout the entire world. The people who are migrating here from El Salvador, from Honduras, from Guatemala, are doing so in part because of the U.S.'s policies against those countries and with CIA funding to death squads in the 80s. And I want everybody to know that. And they can ask me all they want about the torn up flags, and I'm not ashamed of it.
You know what? She should have been arrested for inciting a riot. Truthfully, but the law enforcement down there is probably afraid to go after someone from La Raza because they're all lawyered up and they'll make a big stink about discrimination and all that nonsense. Oh, I can't stand it. All right? Have I made myself clear? I can't stand this woman. Can't stand anyone who's here in this country benefiting from all of the things we do for people who are destitute and need help. This country is unwilling to take these children who don't belong here, who were sent up here by their stupid parents, who were told that America is going to open their doors and take care of everyone, and these children are diseased. They don't even know who they are. They have no identification. There is nothing good about this for our country. Nothing. It's good for Democrats and it's good for Obama because they seek division. They want Americans divided. The last thing that Obama wants is for a bunch of Americans to become united against him. And so he is feeding this, and he is creating all of this division. And a bunch of stupid Hispanic La Raza Reconquista doofuses are more than happy to help Obama out. I have literally 100 new articles, audio clips, video clips, all this stuff. And all I can do is get to as much as I can. And I really shouldn't play some audio and then talk about it for 20 minutes because that means there's four or five things I'm not going to get to. But it's too important. What's happening at the border is disgusting. And now, because it's been going on for a while, the anti-American La Raza crowd is able to get organized and they're going to be down there now. And you know who's not down there? The National Guard is not down there. The military is not down there. And the border is not secured. They were talking on the television about the fence and whether or not the fence would be a good thing. And of course, Obama and the Democrats always say, a fence isn't going to get anything done. A fence is useless. Now, there's nothing good that comes from a fence. That's not going to stop anything. And Charles Krauthammer said on television, well, if a fence is completely useless, if a fence doesn't do anything, why on earth do they have a fence around the White House? And there's your answer. Because a fence does work. Because we do need a fence at the border. And because a fence would easily cut off 85-90% of all of this illegal immigration that goes on every day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I can't stand it. Our country is being invaded by people who are not supposed to be here. I don't care if you're 9 years old and you've got some terrible disease. You still don't belong here. And we shouldn't be, we can't even afford to take care of Americans in our healthcare system. And the Border Patrol, I saw an article last week, 70% of the Border Patrol is changing diapers and taking care of children. That means only 30% of the Border Patrol is busy doing the job of the Border Patrol, securing the border as best they can. And you're going to tell me this is not what Obama wanted? Who is going to tell me that? Certainly not any conservative, because you know better. But I will bet you that liberals would tell you that Obama is doing the best he can in a terrible set of circumstances, and it's a horrible situation, and Obama is trying to do something the best he can. He's going to Texas for some fundraisers in, I think, two or three cities, and he is not going to the border. And the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, invited Barack Obama to join him and see what's happening at the border. Obama's not going to do it. This is a very serious problem in America. This is a crisis. The border is in crisis. And Obama doesn't want to know anything about it. He's staying away on purpose. Because there is nothing that can benefit Obama and the Democrats by having the president on the border in the middle of this crisis that he created. So of course he's not going to the border. Of course. You might have a couple of reporters who asked him pointed questions. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And especially in Texas, you might have some conservative reporters who actually ask the president, "What the hell are you doing about this?"
I'm not doing anything. I just heard about this, and I can tell you that I'm angry. And we're going to look into it, and we're going to prevent this from happening again.
But, you know, the official Obama administration position on all of this, and I heard this on the radio, on the news, three or four days ago. There was a spokesperson for the Obama administration. I'm not sure what department or if it was maybe the White House guy. I don't know. But he said, look, if the Republicans are concerned about what's happening in the border, it's very simple. What they can do is start working with the president on immigration reform. Now, I got to tell you something very specific, and it's undeniable. Right now, there is nothing in Obama's immigration reform plan that would change anything that's happening at the border now. It would be just as porous. There is no plan. Obama has no intention of securing the border. And so the border would remain just as porous as it is right now. And more people would be encouraged to come here illegally because of amnesty. And there's the Obama administration and the Democrats saying, well, if the Republicans would just come together with the president on the issue of immigration reform, then we could make things better. No, it wouldn't change anything. Amnesty, or the immigration reform bill that they cannot get passed in Congress, would change nothing about securing the border. Nothing. And don't get me started on Obama saying, well, if Congress isn't going to do their job, then I'm going to do as much of mine as I can with executive orders. Obama is more aggressive now than ever, because he has taken the role of being a lame duck president to an entirely new level, because he doesn't have to worry about being reelected. He's doing whatever he wants. And I wish I could find it. I just can't. But I would play the audio for you where Rush Limbaugh was talking about this, and it was brilliant. Even though I hated what he was saying. Because he was pointing out that Obama is where this is where Obama wanted to be his entire presidency. Where he can do whatever he wants and no one can stop him. And no one's willing to stop him. The Republicans in the House actually could do something, much more than Obama's, I'm sorry, much more than John Boehner's lame lawsuit. But they won't, because they're afraid of the voters. And if I could just go into the future and drag John Boehner with him, I could show him that if they were to take a strong stand against Obama, 75% of the American people would be behind him. I truly believe that. I think it's only about 20-25% of the American people who are really gung-ho about everything Obama is doing. They're the hardcore leftists. And the inner city the inner city scumbags who are looking for a handout. Those are the only people who are really fired up on Obama anymore. But the Republican Party and the moderate rhinos are very much afraid of Obama. And I think that's one of the main reasons why they support amnesty. They are afraid of Obama. They are afraid of doing what's right. All right, there is your opening rant. A quite long one, in fact. I'm Jimmy Z. It's the Big Jimmy Z Show right here at thejimmyzshow.com.
You tore up American flag?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the American flag now symbolizes imperialism throughout the entire world.
Commandment number one, shut the hell up.
Jimmy Z, do you copy? Over.
From behind enemy lines in the socialist state of California, you have found the Jimmy Z Show.
Show number 1131, hour number 1899.
You've heard of HD radio, and you've heard of HD TV. This is HD ZZZ.
I'm not a fudge packer.
Jimmy?
Any room for one more?
This hour of the Jimmy Z Show is also heard on
the Planet Z Network, 405media.com, Red Talk Radio, Net Talk World, Ghost Fighter Radio, Red State Talk Radio, Pundit Press Radio, Talk Stream Live, KTFL 1620 AM, WMQL FM 105.5, Open Arms Ministry Radio, Automatic WTSA Internet Radio, Calgary Nation Radio, and TalkSuperStation.com.
Jimmy Z.
You're listening to The Jimmy Z Show right here on KJZS and worldwide at thejimmyzshow.com.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it. My life has value.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, my friends, and welcome, Jimmy Z, the Big Jimmy Z Show, right here at thejimmyzshow.com. I want to thank you for listening, and if you want to contact the show for any reason whatsoever, the email address is jz@thejimmyzshow.com. And the telephone number, if you want to call and record your comments for playback on next week's show, is 714-905-9591. Now, let's see here. What's next? You know, I can't believe how much time has gone by already. And I've only covered one thing. I've only gone through one clip. One link at Channel 5, KTLA, here in Los Angeles. That was it. Anyway, here's a Border Patrol agent on CNN talking about what's happening at the border. Oh, wait, hold on. Before I do that, I want to play something for you, and I was getting ready to play the audio from this YouTube clip, and a commercial started up, and I realized that something I wanted to bring up about this news story in Murrieta, and we heard the news report from Channel 5 here in Los Angeles. Well, that news report on Channel 5 in Los Angeles started with a JCPenney commercial in Espanol. That's bullcrap. I'm sitting here in America, and I'm speaking English, like 95% of everyone in the country. And they're feeding me a commercial in Spanish. I didn't press a button that said, I want to hear this commercial in Spanish. I want to hear this in Espanol. No, it was just in Spanish. Get a load of this.
Es la oferta del 4 de julio de JCPenney, con big buys como camisetas para ella, shorts Arizona para niños y niñas, y camisetas con gráficos para él. Y ahorra 20% más con tu tarjeta de crédito JCPenney y tu cupón. Excluye big buys. JCPenney, cuando te sienta bien, lo sientes.
Okay, now I got a couple of questions here. First off, is why when you say JCPenney to a Hispanic audience, it's JCPenney? It sounds Italian almost. Why do you say it that way? It's JCPenney, stupid. Second, I'm really glad I'm not a customer of JCPenney, or I would have to get on the phone tomorrow and say, I don't want to hear your stupid commercial in front of an English news report. Same thing with Channel 5. I did send the webmaster an email, and I said, why don't you knock that off? Because this is America. We speak English here. And it's somebody, I'm watching a news report that is in English. And so the commercial should be the same stupid language. Not Espanol, talking about JCPenney. God, I hate it. Why didn't he say JCPenney? You know, roll the N. Good grief. How insulting. I mean, I have no idea what JCPenney was advertising because I don't understand English. I spent 2 years in Spanish class in high school. 2 years, not two semesters, 2 years, and I know nothing. We used to sit in the back of the class and laugh the whole time. I don't know how I passed it. I must have learned just enough to pass the class. And of course, the Spanish teacher was off the chart gorgeous. Beautiful brunette woman. I think her name was Mrs. Bulow. And we thought she was so great. And she was teaching Spanish, and I was having none of it. We would sit in the back and jack around and just me and my buddy making fun of everything that was going on. And she would occasionally ask my friend Greg some kind of question in Spanish. And his answer was always the same. No sé. Which is wrong. He would say no sabe. And that's the wrong conjugation of the verb. It's supposed to be no sé. I don't know. But he was saying, she would say something like, are your shoes red? Who knows what the question was. And he would say, no sabe. Which means, you don't know. And then she would correct him and say, no sé. And he would say, whatever. He was so rude. And I wasn't so rude. I was just giggling the whole time. Because we didn't care. And I was, even at that point, I knew that I'm being forced to learn a foreign language. I don't want to learn a foreign language. I don't care if it makes me more well-rounded. I'm an American. I will speak English, damn it. That reminds me of another. Again, some of these stories that if they don't make it into the show notes on my website, just send me an email and I can give you the article. I can look it up. But I've got such a huge pile of articles, I don't even know what's going to end up in. I do the best I can, but I'm not sure what, if anything, is going to end up in the show notes on the website. But there's an article at the Daily Caller about this company in Wisconsin that's being sued by the Department of Equal Opportunity and blah, 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 whatever it is, the EEOC, Employment Equality, and I can't remember exactly what the words are, but they are suing a company in Wisconsin, and I think they chose Wisconsin on purpose because they want to go after Scott Walker's state because he's been so successful in fighting against the unions. Anyway, so the EEOC is suing this plastics manufacturing company for firing employees who could not speak fluent English. And the federal government is saying, no, if you're firing somebody because they can't speak English, that's just a form of discrimination because of their home country and where they're from, their nationality. You're attacking them for the nationality they are. And the company is now going to have to hire lawyers. They're going to have to pay lawyers to defend themselves against this lawsuit from the United States government because they fired people who could not speak English. That's why I play that piece of audio every time I do a second hour. I play this piece of audio, and I'm proud to play it. Hold on a second. I'm going to get it right now. I gotta go backwards, one file over here. And this is what I play.
This is the Jimmy Z Show. No hablamos español.
Okay, and I am very proud to not be speaking any español in my show because this is an American show. And the language we speak here is English. So now you have the federal government going after companies that fire people because they can't speak the language. And so they're useless. And you could even argue that it's unsafe. Because if you've got a supervisor who speaks English and observes that one of his employees is doing something unsafe with a machine and says, hey, stop that. Don't do that with that machine. You could get killed. The guy's going to look at his supervisor and say, no sabe. Boy, I'll tell you, it's simply too much. Too much. Anyway, I want to play this audio for you. This is a Border Patrol agent who claims that the Obama administration is aiding and abetting and facilitating the smuggling of illegal aliens. Border Patrol agent. Not some crazy guy on the Alex Jones show. This is a Border Patrol agent.
Hector, I want to bring you in here because these buses ended up in this town after these immigrants were flown to California from your state in Texas, where we are told the situation is growing almost out of control. Texas, the area where you just simply can't handle the influx of people there. Give us a sense of what you're seeing on the ground.
Well, thank you for having me. Basically, what we're seeing is, plain and simple, is a rampant abuse of our immigration system. We have a situation right now where our federal government is pretty much aiding and abetting and facilitating the smuggling of these individuals, of these illegal aliens. These illegal aliens cross our borders illegally. We apprehend these illegal aliens that pretty much surrender themselves because they know that they're getting a free pass. This is an organized, it's an orchestrated situation. It's orchestrated by the drug cartels, and it's pretty much a rampant abuse of our immigration system.
So, Hector, what do you suggest? Because it is a really interesting perspective to talk to somebody that is there at the border. This is your job. You see this as it ebbs and flows. Is it a sense that, you know, the word's getting back to people in those countries where things are tough? I know you agree with me on that. That it's easy to get across the border, that jobs await them. Is it a question of having the United States send message back and do some work on the ground there to say this practice has to end? We know the president has said as such, but does it need to go further?
Well, the changes need to start here in our country. We need to make sure that our Border Patrol agents have the proper resources and the proper funding to make sure that they can do their job. As it is right now, with this orchestrated and this organized situation that we're having, it's a border security crisis. Some people call it a humanitarian crisis, and to some degree it is, but it's a border security crisis. We have to make sure that our agents are able to do their job. At this point, about 70% of our Border Patrol agents in this area are being reassigned for processing duties. What that means is that we're leaving approximately 30% of our Border Patrol agents to actually do field work, to actually patrol our border. And what that creates is a very porous border where dangerous criminals, dangerous drugs are entering our country undetected. And they're making their way to our communities.
Ruben, what do you say when you hear a border agent commenting that the U.S. government is aiding and abetting the flow of illegal immigration into this country?
Right. So I've written about immigration for 25 years. I've interviewed a number of Border Patrol agents. I know a number of Border Patrol agents, and I've written complimentary things about the Border Patrol agency over the years. I've never heard a Border Patrol agent say anything like that. I would say that given the fact that there's a gag order on Border Patrol agents in Texas, I'm surprised that he's even on the show saying these things, if in fact he's with the Border Patrol at all. But, you know, to the point of the government losing control of the border, well, we lost control of the border some time ago when we decided that we wanted cheap available labor. And that's the part of the discussion we never have. We always focus on the immigrants. We never focus on the employers. In this case, we're talking about kids from Central America who are not coming here for jobs, but maybe coming here in the greatest traditions of this country to seek refuge as a safe haven. And so we've mixed apples and oranges. The folks in Marietta did it. Your other guest has done it. We aren't thinking clearly about this issue.
Hector, can you quickly respond?
Of course, I am a Border Patrol agent, and I'm also the spokesperson for the National Border Patrol Council for our Laredo area. I must say that when I speak about that the government is facilitating the smuggling of these aliens, I'm going to paint a picture for you. You're at the river, you know, right at the border, trying to protect our country from dangerous drugs and criminals. And when you have a smuggler simply hand over these children and these family units to you, and all we're doing is basically getting their information, giving them a piece of paper, and asking them to report back to an immigration hearing based on the honor system. You know, that's what we're doing. That's what's happening right now. These illegal aliens are being released into our country, and the majority of these people are never going to report back to an immigration hearing. Now, I know that it is a crisis. We are seeing a lot of children. However, how do you expect that a mother from Honduras that's crossing the country with 3 to 5 children, and they're all, young age children, how do you expect for that mother to actually come to this country and actually begin working? You know, this illegal alien that's coming to this country with 3 to 5 kids, that person is basically gonna depend on our welfare system, on our government assistance, and you know what? That is costing the taxpayer a lot of money.
Well, Agent Garza, thank you very much for your service. I appreciate it, and I especially appreciate you speaking out, even though you're risking your career. I promised myself I would play this on the weekend of July the 4th. Ava Astin's song is more relevant than ever. You know, I gotta tell you, I love that song. And I think that song came out in 2010. And it was pretty darn important and relevant then. But now, every lyric knocks you over. I'm gonna talk about some of the lyrics really quick at the beginning of side two. But that's a great song. Ava Astin, We the People. And it's available on iTunes.
The Jimmy Z Show.
I am not a dictator.
Let's say you're worried about the direction the country is heading. Go to your computer and click on thejimmyzshow.com. play today's show, and just like that, you know more than you did before. As you listen and click some of the links in the show notes, you feel empowered. Optimism follows, and you know just what to do. The Jimmy Z Show, conservative talk radio at thejimmyzshow.com.